B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint AFK. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Hey, everybody. We are back with more Checkpoint AFK. And Callie has a quick announcement. I know you guys usually remember that we read reviews on the show, but there's a reason we haven't done that this week. So, Callie, can you let everybody know?
Yeah, we actually do have a review to read. It is a critical one, and it's a really good one and a really fair one, I feel like. And we are going to read it here next week. However, in place of reading a review today, we have a unfortunate and sad announcement that we have to make here. We were informed earlier this week that a longtime listener and friend of the show and fan, I mean, someone who predates my presence on the shows, all the way back to the FF11 Limit Break Radio days, Wylium, passed away earlier this week due to infection. I did not get to hear whether it was COVID-19 or not. It just said infection. And so we wanted to take a minute to just, you know, say thank you to Wylium for years and years of unceasing support across all our different endeavors. I know he is always a big donor for our charity streams, for Extra Life. He was always first in the chat to be thrown around gift subs, and just an amazing person who really did make a big difference in all of our lives. If you're interested in Final Fantasy XIV, they are going to be having a memorial for him. If you're listening on the podcast, it probably has already happened, but if you're here listening live, it's happening Saturday, which is May 23rd at 4 p.m. Eastern time. That's over on Sargatana's server, the Goblet Ward 5, Plot 45.
Yeah, I actually just scrolled down the page here. He is number 8 all-time subs at 22 months and number 7 all-time bits donated. Miss you, Wylium.
Yeah, Wylium is somebody who spent a lot of time with our brands, with the show. And as Callie said before, many of us besides Robbie were ever involved in this show and continued to support the show as we transition from Limit Break Radio into Checkpoint. And Wylium will be missed, well known around really the entire FF11 and FF14 community as a supporter of not just our product, but many podcasts. So we want to say rest in peace to Wylium, and our thoughts and prayers go out to Wylium's family and closest friends. So changing gears a little bit to a much happier conversation, or unless you're
depending on who you are.
if you're anybody but the last person in this list.
Yeah. Streaming, and we kind of, you know, anticipated this, or at least the statisticians anticipated this, is that across the board, according to a Forbes report, streaming is up 99%. It has almost doubled across the board in terms of viewership hours. That is the metric being used here. Certain platforms are gaining way more than others. Obviously, Twitch has gained, but not as much as, say, YouTube gaming or Facebook gaming, which Facebook gaming grew something like 200%, 200+% or something crazy like that.
Quick question on that. You said that Twitch hasn't gained as much. Is that percentage-wise or hours viewed?
Percentage-wise.
Right, yeah. So obviously for something like Twitch, even though they may have more hours gained, their percentage is, of course, going to be smaller because they already got so many damn hours.
They already have all the eyeballs. And just running down the list just to do it, Twitch has grown by roughly 100%. YouTube gaming, grew by 65%. Facebook gaming grew by 238%.
Wow. I wonder if that has anything to do with the Facebook gaming app coming out.
It does. I think it has a lot to do with Facebook gaming and the fact that everybody's already on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So they have the biggest pool of any pool to pull from. And lastly, we have our good old friend, the little engine that could, Mixer.
Little engine that tried.
Grew by 0.2%.
How many minutes or hours watched is
that? From 37,044 minutes to 37,106 minutes. How many hours were watched in the month of April. from last year to this year, they have grown by a paltry 102 hours.
Ouch. Or less than 100 hours. Less than that. Like,
it's what is you doing? Hours.
I don't know what... I think there's something that is a little bit put-offing about Mixer, but I can't put my finger on it. Like, I go to Mixer and I'm like...
put-offing about that sentence.
Maybe. I don't know. But like, you go to Mixer and it's like, I don't know if it's because it's too try-hard or what, but when I go to Mixer, I just am not compelled to, like, search. You know what I mean? Like, we're a Twitch. I'm like, all right, I'm in. Let's find someone I'm interested in. Like, I'm a new user or whatever. I don't know. But we're Mixer, I go, and I just am not as convinced.
Well, to me, Twitch makes discoverability a little bit better than many other platforms. They specifically go out of their way, like, here's some smaller communities for you to check
that's
out.
That's new, though. That's relatively
new. That's because Mixer was all small communities.
But this is what we're talking about, is that they put out the effort to do that. And yes, it's newer, but it still counts in the metrics that are going towards this. So you can't discredit that. You can't discount that.
No.
That people are discovering new people on Twitch. And YouTube is YouTube. It's where everybody goes to watch videos. That is the new library of Alexandria, if you will. YouTube is the repository for the subconscious of all humankind right now. If aliens came down, wanted to know what the fuck humans were about, they just watch YouTube for untold hours.
Norris, I don't like that in my like lexicon of knowledge now, I am seeing YouTube as the modern library of Alexandria. Like, when we look back, like, the library of Alexandria was the repository of knowledge of the old world. The repository of knowledge of the modern era is gonna be freaking YouTube.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. That doesn't make me feel good.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's the reality.
I want marble staircases.
In some ways, it's kind of better than, like, and here's the example. You're going to see people's relatively real lives and, you know, their vlogs instead of these just kind of like segmented parts of history that could be real, could be not. We don't really know because someone just wrote it. You know what I mean? Like, this is filtered.
Yeah, and it's filtered. It's filtered through the lens of usually old, crusty white men who fought in some war somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's just usually how it worked. But now, with YouTube, you get multiple versions of history and reality.
Same versions, or the same history.
And you also get how to install a marble staircase. Callie, I put that right there in the chat for you, so you're welcome.
I am 100% interested. I'm actually looking at marble paints right now. So
exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? You go on YouTube, I learned how to change my oil and, you know, fix a transmission leak on YouTube, like myself. So
I just saw a YouTube channel of a guy who grew up without a dad, and he puts up a bunch of videos of things that your dad's supposed to teach you to teach people who don't have dads.
Oh, okay.
Come on. As much as you think about YouTube and think, oh, ew, gross, YouTube, because of the memes and all the terrible conspiracy theory videos and, you know, people singing when they really shouldn't be, there's good wholesome stuff on there as well.
Yes. So anyway, so that's part of why I understand why Facebook continues to grow. Why YouTube continues to grow. And Facebook continues to grow because even your grandma has a Facebook. You know what I mean?
Like, you can't, it's Facebook, like, top. Yeah.
Now, I mean, I wanted to ask you guys, like, what... I have a theory as to why Mixer continues to languish in last place in terms of, like, streaming services. But, like, why do y'all think Mixer just doesn't grow? Like, they went out and hired Ninja for,
you know,
million.
That to me, I think, is probably one of the biggest WTFs in losses there is, you know, like who got the best out of that Mixer Ninja deal? And I don't Ninja. Think that. I don't even know if Ninja did, man, because that's something else we can get into here in a minute. But first of all, you're right. YouTube, people have been using YouTube forever. Nobody's going to stop using YouTube. Everybody already lives on Facebook. So the only reason that you'd be going to Mixer or to Twitch is because you want streaming game content. And why are you going to go to Mixer when Twitch is the place to go for it?
I think Ninja got $30 million out of that Mixer deal, so I don't think he's hurting for anything. But to your point, Robbie, here's why I think Mixer is really struggling. And it goes back to the fact that Microsoft owns it, because look at Windows. if you legitimately had another option to use besides Windows, and I'm sorry, Linux heads, but no, that's not a legitimate other option. Like, if there was a legitimate other option you could use and function in a professional world other than Windows, you would go use it in a heartbeat. Like, there would be nothing to stop you. And in the world of, like, Twitch and Mixer, there is another option, and it's a better option.
I mean, I think
there's Mac.
Yeah, there's Mac. What are you talking about?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know where you're going there's with that. Mac. I mean, because, but right. Like, that's the difference. Like, that, I think maybe that's the true difference. It's kind of like Apple versus Microsoft here. You know, Apple's a very specific thing. It's very like it knows what it is, and then like Microsoft is just like, yeah, we'll do a little bit of everything.
That's
yeah.
All.
Yeah, we're just like, oh, yeah, we can do that too. Yeah, why not?
Well, but it's the inverse then, because Twitch is the catch-all, and, you know, Mixer is this very niche specific thing. But here's the problem is that with Mac is – Apple is like the most – one of the most recognizable and profitable brands on the face of the earth, like of history. You know what I mean?
That's more for the phone than the computer.
I think it's like Google – it doesn't matter. It's Google Apple.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I don't understand what Mixer's issue is, but my theory is that, first of all, Mixer does not have an identity. Twitch, even though it is the catch-all for everything, has an identity. You think of Twitch, and there's different types of people that you automatically think on Twitch, for better or for worse, right? So you hear somebody, oh, I stream on Twitch. Okay, you look at the person who says that, and you go, okay, either you're a Giga Chad, or you're an e-girl, or you're a whatever. All that stuff comes out of Twitch. All of it. All of those archetypes come out of Twitch. And Mixer hasn't made any culture around itself. And that's the problem. YouTube and people who vlog have a culture. People who use Facebook because it's everybody has a culture. It's a culture of everyone, the culture of everything. And Twitch has a culture of gamers and people who go everywhere. And I think that Mixer has a really hard time defining what the hell Mixer really wants to be. And Shintason in our chat has an interesting point. He says Microsoft doesn't know how to properly market a product. The Windows That's Phone, the it. Surface, Xbox, all of it is bad advertising everywhere. And I agree with that. But the difference with Mixer and the difference with Twitch is Twitch doesn't advertise fucking anything. Everything Twitch makes in terms of advertising is like a special event when they do a special charity stream or they have new features coming out. Twitch didn't have to advertise that Twitch is Twitch.
Yeah, have you ever seen a Twitch commercial?
No.
No, but because they've always just been there. The reason that Mixer has to advertise is because now they have to convince people that they have something that Twitch doesn't, and they don't.
Yeah.
The only thing that Mixer has, Norse, to your point about what their identity is, right? From the limited involvement that I've had with Mixer people or people who have switched to Mixer, is you go to Mixer if you don't like Twitch. But it's really hard, I think, to get on that train because Twitch offers such a wide variety of stuff that even if you feel like a certain streamer's burned you or the community has burned you, you can just go find another community within Twitch. So you have to be real desperate to go to Mixer.
And it's real hard to base it off negative energy too.
Mm-hmm. No, here's some like, I actually know a few people who went from Twitch to Mixer and like, and they're happy with it. And
that's,
I guess,
fair.
There's two.
We know a few people as well.
It exists. Mm-hmm. So like, there's a difference about Twitch where you're so saturated with all these other streamers right now, especially right now. But on Mixer, you could be a big fish in a small pond. You know what I mean? Like, you could be like one of the number one mixers.
You could be
like,
a medium fish.
No. You got plateau, though.
No. I push back on that because, yes, you could be a big fish in a small pond, but that pond is so damn small that the biggest fish still doesn't fucking matter to anyone else.
You're still a small fish.
Right?
Especially
looking at Twitch, where Twitch is, and I'm not saying they're the best company in the world or anything like that, but Twitch has done a lot in order to provide tools for its creators, you know, to be a little bit more transparent with its profit sharing margins and this and this and this. It's done a lot to be a platform that is easy for people to use. Mixer has done that same thing, but then they've gone out and they shot across the bow first. They were the first ones to start the streamer wars and say, we're going to give Ninja $30 million and bring him to our platform. They were the first ones to do that. And then Twitch just said, we're owned by Amazon. What are you doing? Like, okay, fine. Take Ninja. Doesn't matter. We have way more people. We have way more stars. And we have arguably way more money as well. So to me, that whole thing about being a bigger fish in a small pond doesn't matter, because Microsoft just showed you that they don't give a shit about those small fish. They'd rather just pay somebody
to bring in to come
and be a big, the biggest fish in the pond. And fuck the small fish.
That said, it also depends on what your goal is. I completely agree with you, Norris. If you're looking to be famous, you're. I mean, I don't know that Mixer is the place to do it. You might be, you know, semi-famous. You might have people who know who you are, but you're never going to be a megastar that way.
Famous.
That said,
be hood famous.
Be hood famous. That said, if your
goal. Can you name one Mixer star besides Ninja who I wouldn't even classify as a Mixer star because it's not where you start?
Absolutely not.
I can't.
Name one.
No. Can't no. But my point that I'm trying to get at is, if your goal is to pay your bills doing what you love, that you can accomplish on Mixer. That you could accomplish there.
Yeah, but paying your bills and having a upside and growth and being able to be successful, see, that's the difference. If you're right, if you want to just pay your bills, fine, okay, that's cool. But we're not talking about people just paying their bills, because many people start streams to be famous. Many people start streams to say, I want to be able to retire off this or whatever, or get gugavs of untold millions, right? Mixer is supposed to be offering an alternative avenue, but the growth is not there, dude. Like, it's not, if I'm a current viewer or if I'm a current creator on Mixer and some numbers like that come out, what that's showing me is that you're not bringing new people to the platform. I'm not bringing new people to the platform. I got my same folks. You know what I mean? So I think the whole thing with Mixer, it just continues to be Microsoft having no clue what it is that they're doing with their gaming division. They just continue to, it continues to be weird. And I know it's a very separate division, but it seems like everything Microsoft does around video games continues to suck. And it has for the past 8 years. It hasn't been good. None of it.
I mean, nothing has been good from their gaming division outside of basically the games that come out of it. Like,
which one's that?
I mean, the new Gears was awesome. Point. And
Halo's pretty good.
Well, if it would actually come out, it might be. We need to actually play it. But
which Halo?
Oh, I don't know. I don't
exactly. But that's my point. And I want, here's the thing. I want Microsoft to win, bro, because I want competition. I want this decision coming up for this next gen console to be hard for me, right? Because that's a good thing. It's not, though. It's not.
But that's what I was trying to get at, though, is that, like, the only good thing they've got going on is their games, which does not necessitate a system, because you can play them on PC, and Game Pass, which is a good concept that is working pretty well. Their actual Absolutely. Hardware and platforms outside of that are not really catching, but those things are going well. Please lean more into that, Microsoft. Just continue doing that. It's what you can actually do.
Well, yeah, and that's the part that continues to frustrate me with this whole thing. I want Mixer to win. I want all the users and content creators on Mixer to be successful, and I want to see more growth on Mixer. Maybe the release of the Series X can see a bump that may help them a lot. But again, I just think it's a really difficult thing to do when Mixer is so intrinsically tied into Xbox and Microsoft's game sort of ecosystem that, I mean, you're not going to be able to play, you know, Final Fantasy or something like that, because you can't play it on one of those systems. You know what I mean? You can't play it in Xbox Game Store on Game Pass or on a Series X. So they, even the games themselves, the choices, the ability to play certain things on the platform, it's just limited. And it continues to limit the cap for the viewership as well. But we're going to leave it at that, because we have another conversation coming up that Callie's going to have to explain a lot about us, because we don't want a bunch of dudes talking about this one. So we're going to come back where we're going to be talking about a Dignitas female team moving from CSGO to Valorant and trying to do both at the same time. It'll be interesting. So stick around with that. We have more coming up with Checkpoint AFK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.